Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Guess where we're going? Up on the roof with Quality Roofing Solutions. How you doing? Ben Murphy is here. He is the director of marketing and always has such good advice for us. How you doing, Ben?
I'm well, Meg. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm glad that we're one day away from the day away from the weekend.
Yes, I had to do a little bit of math there. I've got a team member of mine who calls it Friday Junior.
So. Okay, well, I have a friend that calls it Friday Eve.
Oh, there we go.
Or weekend Eve. Eve squared.
Hey, well, speaking of Eves.
Yes.
That's a part of a roof system.
Great segue. Did that on purpose. I'm very clever.
I know. Yes. That's why I keep coming back.
Ah, okay. So tell us what's happening in the world of quality roofing. First of all, tell us about your company and who you are. Someone may have just moved to this area. They may be just listening and been thinking, maybe I need to do something. But let's find out about what y'all are all about.
Absolutely. Well, of course, we're glad to be here. Quality Roofing Solutions is a locally owned and operated commercial and residential roofing contractor. We've been serving the Gulf Coast since 2006, so we're actually in our 20th year anniversary.
Wow.
We're really excited about that. And
congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, again, we're locally owned and operated. Brian Ward, our owner, CEO, is just a fantastic guy. He's done a great job building a company that is does exactly what they're going to do and is going to stand behind their work. And that's one thing I really appreciate about our team is at everybody's core, it's about the customer's experience. And, you know, we're not naive to stuff happens. Sometimes things go sideways on a construction project, but we're here. We're not going anywhere. If there is an issue, we're going to take care of it. We are coming up, I think, on 1,200 reviews on Google with a 4.9 out of 5 rating.
Wow, and that's incredible.
Thank you. And we're proud of that, you know, because
you should be. That's pretty unheard of.
We've been given the opportunity to, you know, replace thousands of roofs throughout the Gulf Coast over the years and, you know, been trusted by thousands of homeowners. And that review and that rating represents the quality of work that our team provides. So if you have any questions about your roof, you're not sure what's going on, you know, we're here to help in any way we can. I think, Meg, you've actually got a way they can get in touch with us here in the studio, yeah?
Yes, definitely call in or text in your question at 850-437-1620. Ben's going to be here for the next half hour. We've got lots of things to talk about. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, Ben, is that one of the most common questions I guess people ask, and occasionally someone will say, you know that guy, that roofing guy you have?
That's right.
Tell me, what does it cost? And that's probably the first thing, what is actually going to cost me? So what's the honest answer, because I'm sure it's hard to determine, obviously, because every roof is different.
Absolutely.
Every home is different. But is there kind of a general range of roof replacement?
Absolutely. So I'll answer your question. I'm going to give it a little bit of context of where my answer is coming from. So
there you go.
I love being in the marketing department. We get to do a lot of fun things, but I also love it because we get to look at objective data, look at numbers.
And,
One of the things that we did here recently was we pulled the permit data and looked at what the average roof replacement costs in Northwest Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking at about 5,000 permit records, we see that the average roof replacement cost in this Gambia, St. Rhodes County is about $14,200. So,
okay. I thought it would be more than that, quite frankly.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people have that, they've already set that price a lot higher. You know, I'm already in the 20s and things
right.
like that. Now, you know, of course, there are additional considerations, the pitch of your home, how steep that roof is. You know, that can factor into the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the materials that you use, if you're using maybe a more premium shingle or this data also includes you know, metal roofing in there as well. So sometimes, you know, that's going to drive up your pricing. But it's really interesting, again, looking back at the data, about 30% of the overall permits fall between that $10,000 to $15,000 range.
Okay.
So you're seeing quite a bit fall right in that You know, again, 14.2 being the average roof replacement cost. So, of course, there's going to be larger homes and more premium ones that are bringing up that figure, as well as smaller homes or people that maybe just are re-roofing a garage, things mm-hmm. like that, that are, you know, driving those prices down. But if somebody's coming out and quoting you $8,000 to replace your roof, maybe ask what's going on or what am I missing? Because mm-hmm.
That's a little too low.
A little too low.
Okay.
You know, and this conversely, if, you know, you're seeing that, well, I've got about an average home, but I'm getting quotes at $22,000, $25,000. Like, well, maybe again, what else are they adding on to that, or what else might I not need? So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was really fun to dive into the data and again be able to answer our customers with, well, this is what we see throughout Northwest Florida for the average roof replacement cost.
Well, I would imagine that the best thing to do is to have your team come out and take a look. And you do free estimates, is that correct? That you can come out and take a look?
That's right.
Talk to the homeowner about what they want without it costing them anything yet.
That's right.
It's not a commitment yet.
That's right. And I love how you position it. It's not a commitment. So we really say get an inspection, let our team come out there and see what's going on, especially here in storm season, the hurricane season. I said the H word. I'm sorry.
I know. It's okay. I haven't said it a few times now.
Okay. I'm glad we're in a safe space there.
right.
But get an inspection. It doesn't commit you to anything. It really just tells you where you stand while the timeline is still in your control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking just a little bit before coming on the air here of hurricanes are an unfortunate part of living in Florida. However, we are fortunate that more often than not, we can plan for them. We can see them coming.
We
you
have
know.
A little bit of a quote-unquote season here.
That's
we,
right.
We still may, as you said, we still may get those outbursts, those microbursts, things like that. Maybe a kind of a tropical storm might blow through here a little bit. So we're kind of okay, but a big season for us seems to be September, October.
That's right.
That's when our big storms have blown through.
And you know, it's not like an earthquake or a tornado where it just happens, right? Like, we can plan for it, so I encourage, again, our homeowners and our customers, be proactive. Again, just get an inspection, have an estimator come out there, take a look at the roof. I say this again and again, we're happy to tell you that your roof is good to go and that there's nothing wrong with it,
mm-hmm.
And that's totally okay. We're not going out there to just try to sell you something. We are there to advise you and give you the best insight based on our experience. And, you know, one thing, again, speaking to that storm season, one consideration people might not think of is once that storm hits, what happens to that trusted local contractor that you wanted to work with? What happens to their bandwidth? I mean, they're booked for months, right?
Right,
and now
right.
you start getting this
fly-by-night. Sorry.
You took the words right out. Yeah, that's exactly.
Fly-by-night,
guys.
We
know, living in the Gulf Coast,
mm-hmm.
you have those fly-by-night contractors. And, you know, Meg, we're starting to see calls from roofs that were replaced after Sally. That was only 6 years ago.
Wow.
And people are having issues with them.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get a hold of the contractor.
Long gone, right?
Yeah, and you know, or there's permit issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are the headaches that, even in the short term, yes, you might have gotten a roof replaced right after a storm, but now these long-term headaches, you're going to try to sell a house, and you need a permit to show that that roof has been replaced, but there was no permit pulled.
Right,
like,
right.
Okay,
yeah.
Now where do I start? So,
yes, exactly.
Again, thank you for being trusted by thousands of customers at Quality Roofing, where we get to learn these insights and these nuances of roof replacements. We're doing it, you know, dozens of times every day, so we understand what's going on and can help customers avoid these pitfalls before they potentially fall into them.
If you just joined us, talking with Ben Murphy, he's the Director of Marketing with Quality Roofing Solutions. If you've got a question, I mean, this is a good time to ask him about some of their options that they might have, things to look for. Just text it in at 850-437-1620. And then I'm going to give you another number, because if you are actually interested in talking to them about possibly just coming out and doing that free inspection, that number is 850-788-7691. So I would recommend highly, Ben, that people take this advantage of this right now, because as we've said, we're just around the corner from the time that the storms do tend to come in. But I was thinking about this the other day in looking at a roof, or if you do a walk around your house and you think, well, I don't need the whole thing replaced. Maybe there's just a corner, maybe you've got an edge or a gutter or something that needs to be repaired. Do you do that too, or does it have to be a total roof replacement?
That's a great question, Meg, and absolutely not. It doesn't have to be a total roof replacement. We actually have an in-house repair team and an in-house gutter team. So if it is just a repair, if you've maybe just got that dreaded wet spot in the ceiling, or, you know, we've gotten a lot of rain lately, so you might start to see a little bit of that saturation coming through.
Well, we went through a drought, and then all of a sudden we had a couple of heavy rains in the last week or two, and that's when you start to see those spots on the ceiling or something like that that you may not have noticed. We haven't had a lot of rain so far. So,
additionally, you might also start to see some of the sand in your gutters, and I'm using my air quotes here, folks. sand in your gutters, and like, well, how the heck did that sand get up there? Well, that's not sand. That's the granules of your shingles that are wearing away, like tread on a tire. It's starting to wear away.
I didn't even think about that. Okay.
That's a visual sign that, okay, it's starting to get towards the end of its life. It needs some attention.
Okay. And you do offer different types of shutters and different choices as far as making the selections?
Yes. Well, shingles.
Shingles. What did I just say? Shutters. I meant shingles.
I need another conversation for another time.
And another cup of coffee.
Yes.
the shingles, excuse me.
Yes. we primarily install a CertainTeed brand shingle. We have found that their warranty is really just top-notch. They're made here in the U.S. The one thing that I find that's really insightful about the CertainTeed warranty especially is that they don't have an act of God clause, in the sense of if there's a named storm in the Gulf, it doesn't void that shingle warranty. Whereas other shingles, sometimes builder grade or less expensive, if there's a named storm in the Gulf, that shingles manufacturer's warranty is now void. So
read the fine print.
Yeah, and again, you know, just one of those insights, like, I wouldn't have really thought to have asked that. I mean,
I wouldn't have at all.
Right?
I would not even for a second.
And that's, again, just one thing I appreciate about Quality Roofing is that's our base shingle. There are less expensive shingles out there, and we can install those. However, we want to go ahead and give something, provide a product to our customer where it's not going to be a headache in 3 months, 6 months, a year when a named storm comes in. What if that shingle fails, right?
Mm-hmm.
We additionally have a 10-year workmanship warranty that we offer. So if
that's 10 years?
That's right.
Wow. Okay.
So if there's something that is an issue due to our installation, come out there and fix it, no charge. That's what we're here for. So again, just these nuances that homeowners, customers may not be aware of, that are just great insights, and again, avoid those potential pitfalls and headaches in the future.
Right. Be proactive and preventative.
100%, especially during this season.
Okay. Well, this time of year, we always hear, well, I'll just wait for a storm and let the insurance company handle it. But what does that actually mean when someone who waits?
Well, I mean, you know, you've got everything from, in my experience, storms typically like to come overnight. So what happens if there's a failure overnight? Are you trying to get up there and tarp it in the middle of the storm just to prevent, you know, further damage? Heaven forbid, that happens, I mean, just trying to get somebody out there to tarp it, now that you're also running into material shortages in terms of what shingles are available, you know, a lot of the infrastructure could be affected. So if you don't have a company that has a lot of product already on hand, that mm-hmm. could be an issue. And then water intrusion, I think, is another thing that people might not consider.
That gets very complicated when it comes to insurance. I've been on the bad end of that one back during, actually during Ivan.
I can't imagine. Knock on wood. I mean, thankfully, we haven't had to fuss with that ourselves. But, again, once that roof system is opened, that water is pouring into your house. Mm-hmm. And it's much different than it dripping in through a leak in the attic. It's opened up to the storm. So that can really compound damage. And then you're dealing with, I'm sure you know, mold. Yes. And, you know, drywall removal, and it just so much more there. So, again, all these considerations, I would say a free inspection would give you some peace of mind, mm-hmm. at least to know where you stand. Additionally, our team has some great offers. We've got some great financing opportunities available. So, you know, if you just need a little bit of time and kind of want to pay that off over time, that's totally okay. We've actually seen multiple instances where somebody has financed a roof, and the financed cost of the roof is actually lower than their insurance premium because of the savings.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I would imagine so, because it does make a difference in your insurance costs, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and making sure that you have that underlayment, the ice and water shield underlayment, that's an additional discount that your insurance gives you, because that's a secondary water barrier. Essentially, if there's a failure of the shingle and it's been ripped away, mm-hmm. you've got that ice and water shield that acts as another layer to prevent the water from
hitting. Okay, well, I just learned something, because I didn't know about that.
Yeah, again, these things that you just don't know, mm-hmm. and until you get to have a conversation and learn about these things. So, you know, if you're just not sure what's going on with your roof, or maybe you just bought your house and you'd like a little bit of peace of mind while we're in this storm season, give our team a call, 850-788-7691, or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. We have a lot of resources there. We've actually got a great little instant quote tool. So if you want to get a ballpark of what a roof replacement might be, you can do that. Of course, our team will come out and give you an accurate and proper estimate, but that can be a great, again, tool to get an understanding of maybe what I should be budgeting, but we're here to help in any way we can. Give us a call here, of course, on PEP, but again, call our team, and if you've got any roofing questions, we're here to serve.
Okay, and if you do have a question, this is PEP Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert is Ben Murphy with Quality Roofing Solutions, 850-437-1620. So someone just texted in, I heard you talk about gutters before. Can you review how I can get gutter help?
Absolutely.
I like how our listeners phrase things. Gutter help.
I guess, are they keeping their mind in the gutter?
I know,
in this
that's
case?
What I kind of went there too.
Yeah, absolutely. You can call our team, again, at 850-788-7691, or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. We've got estimators who can come out and take a look at what you got going on with your gutters. I actually had an opportunity just a couple of weeks ago to ride with one of our estimators, and we went to a customer who just needed some gutters, and so we just did a gutter quote for him. Mm-hmm. So if you need it, maybe just one side replaced, or again, you just bought a house and it doesn't have gutters, we can absolutely help there. Or maybe if you just have a broken downspout that you need replaced, we can help you.
And you clean them too?
We do. Yeah. Yeah, we can help you out in that way as well. And that's a great, you know, pro tip. Again, great segue, Meg. It's like you do this professionally. I love it.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
That's right. That's right. With cleaning, you know, your gutters, if you do have the opportunity, you know, make sure that your roof is clear of any debris. That mm-hmm. can be also big. pain point, if you will, or cause some issues during a storm. So making sure you're removing any branches. If you have leaves that are piling up in the valleys, where the corners meet, if you will,
mm-hmm.
Those can create a dam, essentially, where, that water can't flow off the roof and instead is damming up and not only creating a potential soft spot on the shingles and that decking, but also if that water is flowing fast enough and heavy enough, it can actually back up and flow under the shingles and leak in. So,
gosh, okay.
Yeah, again, these things that you might just not consider, get up there and blow off the leaves if you can. Make sure your gutters are flowing good. Get that water away from the foundation. That's something we absolutely encourage homeowners. And another thing that people might not know that we offer is the gutter guards, which is
that
almost like mesh style top that helps a lot of that debris and stuff just flow right over the gutter and not clog them up. If you live anywhere like I do where you're have a whole bunch of pine trees. It's
and the oak trees are still shedding. I don't know why you think about how they would stop, but they don't.
I was really excited a couple weeks ago. I did pick up a backpack leaf blower, and that's been kind of fun.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but all right.
Another subject.
Yeah. It makes cleanup a lot more fun.
That's true. So we're talking with Ben Murphy. We've got a few minutes left, Ben. We've talked a bit about what it can cost, things to look for right now in terms of the fact that we are in hurricane season. Is there anything you'd like to mention that we haven't talked about this morning or something you'd like to recap for us?
Estimate or an inspection is free. We'd love an opportunity to come out there and help you have that peace of mind. We've been saying as a team, don't let a storm name your decision in terms of what's going to happen.
Don't wait, really.
Let's be proactive. Again, we have some great resources and options available if you want to finance that roof. I think there's still the MySafe Florida program going on.
And that's a great program, by the way.
Absolutely.
MySafe Florida Homes.
Yeah, a great program where the state will reimburse $2 for every dollar that you spend up to $10,000. So if you spend $5,000, or if that was a $15,000 roof, you would spend $5,000, the state would spend $10,000.
That's incredible. That's fantastic.
That's how I got my, how I replaced my roof back in 23.
It's great.
Absolutely.
So take advantage of that.
And again, tools like this, homeowners might not just be aware of, and our team is here to help you in any way we can. Additionally, if you have a question or you need permit help, we've got a team that is very helpful in that way. I know that we've helped customers in the past with issues with tracking down permits and things like that. Not to say that's what our full-time job is, but again, we're here to serve our customers, and we don't want roofing to be a headache.
Well, and even if you've just bought a home and they said, we just had the roof put on a few years ago, you still may want to have someone come out and just take another look at it. Just have them come out and inspect it, just to be on the safe side. And that'll give you peace of mind, if nothing else.
I mean, and that's exactly it, Meg. You can't put a cost on peace of mind. Just know that you've got a roof system that is okay, especially during in the instance where we get a storm.
Right.
And the north end of the county, I mean, they get some really bad tornadoes and things that pop
and
up.
Heavy rain.
Yeah, pop up pretty quick. So thank you again to Pensacola and the greater Gulf Coast for allowing us to continue to serve. I'm really excited.
20 years. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really proud of that and certainly not going anywhere and looking forward to continuing to serve.
All right, so how do we get in touch with you?
Give our team a call at 850-788-7691 or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ben. It's always a pleasure.
Have a quality day, Meg.
You have a quality day too, Ben. And you too, listeners. We're going to be back with Pep Talk in just a few minutes after the news. Don't go away.